Backseat Box Office, episode number 1, for Friday, September 24th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Backseat Box Office. My name is Tony Mast. And you may know me from The Backseat Producers and Tony's Losing It. What we have here is a new show. It's something that I've kind of been interested in for a while. It's something that I hope that people might enjoy and find interesting, as interesting at least as I do. I'm a numbers guy, and numbers have interested me for a long time. On The Backseat Producers website, every week we post the box office numbers that get released through various websites like Box Office Mojo. That's the one we use primarily as our source. And what I want to do with this program is to do a little bit of analysis of the box office numbers as I see it. What this show is going to be speculation. It's going to come out before the weekend, ideally. So I really won't have any idea of what's coming up in as far as how a movie's going to be doing for the upcoming weekend. It's going to be pure speculation. And hopefully, once we get a couple of episodes in, we can start doing some analysis on the previous week's box office totals to try to kind of suss out why a movie has done as well or as poorly as it has, what the numbers mean. Hopefully we can get some interviews. Maybe we'll have some guests. Maybe I'll have a couple other people eventually join me, and maybe this won't be a solo show. But for now, it is a solo show. Since this is the first episode and all, I kind of took some notes. If you want to see the numbers, if you want to see how the movies are doing, I recommend you visit websites like Box Office Mojo or come to the Backseat Producers website. We do post the numbers there every week, generally by about Tuesday. We have the previous weekend's totals. That said, for the audio version of the show, what I'm probably going to do is go through like the top five of the previous week, give a little bit of a breakdown on the numbers as they roll out, how things look, and maybe what some of those numbers mean. Then I'll talk just briefly about some of the new releases that are coming up in the upcoming weekend. Then I'm going to give my speculation of how I believe the top five for this upcoming weekend is going to look. So that said, hopefully I won't have to give this description too much more, and maybe I'll even fine-tune it a little bit since this is the first time. Anyway, this past weekend, this would have been the weekend of September 17th through the 19th, there were four new releases that made it into the top five. Number one was The Town. That's the Ben Affleck-directed and starring movie. I haven't seen it yet, but it looks like it's a heist movie mixed with some drama about the criminal gang that he works with. I actually really want to see this. I'm a Ben Affleck apologist. I really do enjoy most of his work. I will say most, not all, but most of his work. Last weekend, it brought in $23.8 million. It had a budget of $37.8 million, it was in its opening weekend, so as of Sunday, its total box office was $23.8 million. Just a note on box office versus budget. Typically speaking, at least in the U.S., in the U.S. market, and that's what I'm going to focus on, because to be honest, I can't really predict how things are going to go in the international market. There are some movies that, quite frankly, that U.S. audiences don't find appealing, but foreign audiences do, and vice versa. So I'm going to stick strictly to the domestic box office totals. And in the domestic figures, typically speaking, the studio takes in about 55% of the gross ticket sales. So, you know, we can do the math on that and figure that of that 23.8, they're getting 12 to 13 million, give or take. But like I said, the budget was 37.8 million on that. They're actually looking, they're on a really good pace. They should surpass their budget in the U.S. In U.S. ticket sales with this weekend's totals. I took a quick peek at the how they were doing through the week, and as of yesterday, Wednesday, I'm recording this late Thursday night into Friday morning, as of Wednesday's box office, they had already made $30 million on the movie. So they're well on track to surpassing the budget with this weekend's totals. The next movie on the list is Easy A. I don't know a whole lot about this movie. I know it's a comedy, and it brought in $17.7 million over the weekend. It had a budget of $8 million, so it's already made its money back. as far as the business end goes, this movie is already successful. This was its debut weekend as well. Number three on the list, Devil. That's the M. Night Shyamalan. He produced this movie, and I believe he took part in the story. That brought in $12.2 million. The budget on that at the time of this recording is unknown, and it was new release, so it's only brought in $12.2 million at this point. Being that it's a horror movie, and looking at some of the trailers for it, I would venture to guess that the budget is on the lower end. I wouldn't suspect that this is a $30, $40, $50 million budget kind of movie. Stranger things happen. Next on the list, Resident Evil Afterlife. That was in its second week. It was number one in the box office the previous week. It is now number four for this past week. Brought in $10 million. The budget on that $60 million. The U.S. total is $43.8 million. At the rate this movie is going, it will not make its U.S. budget in... It will not make that in gross ticket sales in the domestic market. In seeing how it's done worldwide... It's fine. It's going to make its money back. There's no concerns about that for them. And finally, fifth place on list is a children's offering, a movie called Alpha and Omega. I have seen the trailers for this. We have kids, so I'm privy to seeing all the movie trailers for the kids' movies. It brought in $9.1 million. The budget on that is unknown. And this movie is about... two wolves, a male and a female, who through circumstance are brought together, and there's a love-hate thing going on from the looks of the trailer. That said, moving on to new releases this weekend, today the 24th, released, let's see, there's basically four releases. The first one, I'm going to talk about The Virginity Hit. It's only being released in 700 theaters. This is probably more along the line of something you'll see in an independent theater. Next is You Again, comedy. And it looks like a comedy that's kind of marketing itself towards a more female audience. I'm blanking off the top of my head. I believe it's got Jamie Lee Curtis and Betty White, Christian Bale, Sigourney Weaver, Jamie Lee Curtis, Christian Chenoweth. Definitely shooting for a female audience. Of all the actors listed for this movie, they're all female. They're not listing a male actor among the leads. It's only opening in 2,500 theaters, 2,548. I don't predict it's probably going to make as much as the two big releases of the weekend. Those being Money Never Sleeps, which is the Wall Street sequel, again directed by Oliver Stone, again starring Michael Douglas, Josh Brolin. I saw somewhere that Charlie Sheen even has a minor role, and the actor for the kids today. Shia LaBeouf plays the would-be son-in-law to Gordon Gekko, Michael Douglas's Gordon Gekko. That one's opening in 3,565 theaters. Opening in 3,575 is Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole. Excuse me, that's the animated film by, I want to say it was Zack Snyder. Yeah, Zack Snyder, who's had a string of movies that he's very successfully taken source material and made it into movies that are very true to the source material. Sometimes very well received critically, sometimes not, sometimes well received at the box office, sometimes not. It's kind of hit and miss with his movies, being that this is for a younger audience, and that it from the trailers it looks absolutely stunning. I have a feeling this one's probably going to see quite a few people at least checking this movie out over the weekend. All right, that said, moving on to my predictions. As I think about this and as I'm kind of jotting down notes, I'm waffling a little bit on some of the things that I've put down. I'm going to start in the number five position. I think Easy A is pretty much a lock for the number five position. Generally speaking, movies lose about 50% of box office. I haven't heard any really horrible reviews of Easy A. Normally horrible reviews would mean it's going to lose more than 50% of its box office, but considering there really wasn't a strong contender for third place last week, Easy A pretty much held its second place spot very easily. I think it's going to be the fifth place spot, and it's going to be behind You Again. I'm predicting that that's probably going to make 12 to 13 million. The marketing on it has been real hot and heavy. It's got a lot of star power, but that doesn't always generally translate into big ticket sales. I could be wrong. This one could be a sleeper and could, you know, get a big bank. I'm actually counting more on I have The Town at number three. I'm not sure, though. I think You Again may just surpass The Town. I think The Town might lose enough of its steam, especially with the really strong showing of Money Never Sleeps and Legends of the Guardians. I really believe that those two are going to probably pull in some big money. The only exception to that, the only thing that that could keep people out of the theaters, away from seeing a sequel and what amounts to a kids movie, is that this is the first week of new television shows, and people are DVRing a lot of the new programs. They're wanting to check out all the new offerings that free television is offering them. So that could bring in smaller box office numbers this weekend. It's hard to say, but I think, the more I look at this, I'm going to have to give the top spot this week to Money Never Sleeps, the sequel to Wall Street. And then number two, Legend of the Guardians. Number three, you know what? I'm gonna flip-flop, and I'm going to call You Again, then The Town, then Easy A. So there you have it. There's my top five for this weekend. I'll catch you next week, and we'll see how I did. Thanks for listening, and if you have any comments or suggestions, or if you want to offer a different opinion and give me your list, go ahead and send me an email. Send it to tony@backseatproducers.com. We don't have the website set up yet for Backseat Box Office, but that's probably going to be coming shortly. For now, all the traffic on this is going to be handled through the Backseat Producers site until we get a permanent home for Backseat Box Office. So shoot me an email there, leave your comment there until we get this at its permanent home. And I look forward to hearing from everybody, and let me know what you think of this new show.